I recently made a video about intrusive thoughts and emotional flooding and what the unfaithful partner can do to help the betrayed partner through those moments. And I got a comment that really sparked a lot of different ideas in my mind that I wanted to share with you that simply asked, how can I fight it? And I think the impulse is exactly correct. You don't want to ever be in a spot where you have to rely on the person who cheated on you to be able to process things in the moment. And that's one of the biggest lies that keeps people trapped in their healing journey. They think that they are at the mercy of the person who was unfaithful to be able to navigate those moments day by day. And so I appreciate the fight that was in this comment saying, well, how can I fight it? And the ironic thing is that one of the biggest ways that you can fight it is by not fighting it. What I mean is that when you are triggered, when there are those moments when there's flooding, like your emotions feel like they're just on fire, like your whole nervous system is activated, things get really tense, and the biggest thing that you want to do is just find some way to force your way out. And that's what often leads to the lashing out at your partner, demanding more evidence, asking more questions. But there is something that happens within the neurology of human beings that's really unique compared to other animals. Because we have multiple parts of our brain, sometimes they actually start interacting with each other in a way that keeps us trapped in pain longer. Specifically, the prefrontal cortex, the part of our brain that's more rational, more conscious, if it keeps a story going, it can turn what was an amygdala level physical response to a threat. It can keep that response alive far, far longer than it naturally would. So with most animals, if they have a similar like survival response trigger to something out in nature, it will last in their bodies for around 45 seconds. And with humans, that is also kind of the natural time frame too. Like those intense emotions flare up and would subside within that time frame if we don't stoke them. The biggest problem is that we tend to stoke them. And so the biggest thing that you can do when you are triggered, when there is emotional flooding, when your nervous system is activated, is to not try to make it mean anything in that moment. Definitely recognize that you are getting triggered, and it might be your partner who's triggering you. You know, there's some element of wanting to trust your body. But there's also the element of let this moment pass and then think about, okay, what do I want to do with this information that I was just triggered later? If you pause and you set a timer for 1 minute and you just let your body feel whatever it is feeling without interpretation of it, saying, well, this means I need to go talk to them. This means that I need to leave. This means that I have to do X, Y, Z. There's no implication of it. There's no label. There's no meaning. If you just let your body feel exactly what your body is feeling in that moment, it will typically dissipate and subside on its own within 1 minute. But what will make it last longer is if you are talking in your own head about what it means. And what will especially make it last longer is if you build a whole fight on top of that response with your partner. And so practically, what you need is some space. If you're arguing with your partner, they say something that triggers you, and you feel this flooding happen, the worst thing you can do is continue the conversation right then and there. Literally just walk away from it, say, I will be back in 5 minutes, decompress in a way where you're just feeling what you're feeling in your body, and come back. Now, what if your thoughts are getting in the way? This is where doing something like box breathing or naming the things around you can be so helpful. As simple as it sounds, as silly as it sounds, things like, okay, I'm sitting here in my office. I see the blinds across from me. I see the window. I am feeling my feet on the floor. Like these just very basic sensory get you in the room things are helpful both to re-engage you with your senses, which is very grounding and calming, but also just so that you stop with the story. You redirect your conscious mind to something else. You can also do box breathing, which is very simple. It's breathing in for 4 seconds, holding it for 4 seconds, breathing out for 4 seconds, and holding it for 4 seconds. And then you just kind of keep going in that pattern of in 4 seconds, hold 4 seconds, out 4 seconds, hold 4 seconds, and you just keep going. All these different things are helpful just to give yourself the space away from that trigger so that it doesn't keep spiraling into something bigger. Now, all of that is the answer to the question of, what can you do in the moment? As far as doing the deeper work of how do you actually address the underlying issues that are causing you to get triggered in the first place. That's kind of an invitation to heal. That means that there's something there that needs healing. That is where deeper work is necessary. You can't just fix that in the moment. And it's also far harder to predict what each person needs. Why one person gets triggered can be so different from why another person gets triggered, but how you handle those moments in the moment can actually be very similar. It's basically just don't let your brain keep the story alive longer than it needs to. Feel it in your body, distract your mind briefly, and then come back to the situation once that flooding is done. The worst thing that you can do for both yourself and for your partner's sanity and for the relationship's sanity is to think that an argument with them will fix it. It won't. It never will.